Nova Scotia is reporting 22 new COVID-19 deaths this week. There were also 77 new hospitalizations due to the virus. However, the number of new PCR confirmed cases is down to 3,415 in this week's epidemiologic summary for the 7-day period ending May 2. The week before, the lab processed 5,436 positive PCR tests. It is encouraging to see the number of new PCR confirmed infections decline again this week and to see the peak of the sixth wave behind us, said Dr. Robert Strang, Chief Medical Officer of Health for Nova Scotia, in a news release. That said, our numbers are still high. COVID-19 is still with us, along with a number of other respiratory viruses, including influenza. This makes it more important than ever to use the tools we've learned together these last 2 years, wear your mask, keep your distance, wash your hands and, most importantly, stay home when you're sick, COVID-19 or otherwise. Since the start of the fifth wave, December 8, 2021, the median age of PCR confirmed cases of COVID-19 is 42, the median age of hospitalizations is 71, the median age of reported deaths is 81, the risk of hospitalization is 10 times higher for those aged 70 years and older compared to those age 18 to 49, and the risk of death is 95 times higher for those aged 70 years and older compared to those younger than 50. Those who received 3 or more doses of COVID-19 vaccine had an 84.5% lower risk of hospitalization and a 92.9% lower risk of death than those who were unvaccinated or had only one dose. As of May 5, 65% of Nova Scotians 18 and older have received at least one booster dose.